This is Eric Michaels, and you have once again tuned into the new eHealth Radio Network and the Sexual Health Channel. On the show today, we are with practicing gynecologist Dr. Stacy Lindau as we focus on sexual health and diabetes, focusing in on women. Dr. Stacy, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much. I'm happy to be here.
Likewise. So can diabetes harm one's intimate life? I guess let's start there.
You know, what we do know is that good health is good for your sex life, and diabetes is a common but serious chronic illness that can have negative effects on the sex life of men and women.
What impact does diabetes have on women's sexual health?
To the best of our knowledge, and the data are limited, but it does appear that diabetes can impair a woman's interest or drive for sexual activity. We know this from a study of women ages 57 and older that included women who didn't have diabetes, women who had undiagnosed diabetes, and women who had diagnosed diabetes.
Are there specific symptoms related?
Well, the symptom in women with undiagnosed diabetes seems to be a decreased interest in sex that either results in the woman stopping her sexual activities altogether, or she continues to have sex but feels bothered by the fact that her desire is not where it used to be. This has so far really been, an underappreciated symptom that could help lead us to diagnosing diabetes in women if women and their doctors were talking about this issue. In women who have diagnosed diabetes, as I said, we do sometimes see a decreased interest or decreased libido. And interestingly, among older women, we see decreased interest in masturbation and difficulty experiencing orgasm with masturbation.
Today we are with gynecologist Dr. Stacy Lindau here on the eHealth Radio Network. Can having type 2 diabetes cause complications in women's sexual health? We talked about just the diagnosis. How about the type 2?
The type 2 diabetes is known to affect the blood vessels, especially the small blood vessels and the small nerves. And both the blood vessels and the nerves are important for normal sexual physiology in women. It seems that having blood sugar that's out of control or diabetes that's not treated is probably the biggest risk in terms of a woman being able to experience normal sexual arousal, orgasm, and desire.
Are there specific symptoms of nerve damage here?
Sometimes women will complain of loss of sensation or difficulty getting aroused or having an orgasm. They'll say that those symptoms are different from what they experienced before when they're younger. The best, you know, the question is whether these changes women experience are due to diabetes or due to, say, menopause or just getting older. And when we compare women who have diabetes to women of the same age who don't have diabetes, it seems that the symptoms may be to some degree due to untreated diabetes.
Well, in conclusion, what one extra thing could you leave with our listeners in the way of a parting tip?
You know, what we know from studying women with diabetes and without diabetes in relation to sexual activity is that communication with physicians is really poor. We expect physicians to raise the topic of sexuality in the context of our health care and our medical care, and yet we know that still physicians, like the general public, may not be great at bringing this topic up. This is an opportunity for me to say to your listeners that if you are noticing a change in your sexual function or symptoms that are concerning you with respect to your sexual life, raise this issue with your physician. It may be an indicator of an underlying health problem like diabetes, and it may be an opportunity to get the medical care that you need for your health in general and to improve your sexual life.
Good advice. We've been speaking with gynecologist Dr. Stacy Lindau. The website of reference is KovlerDiabetesCenter.org. Dr. Stacy, thanks so much for being a part of eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much for covering this topic.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to the new eHealth Radio Network. And we thank you for listening to this Sexual Health Channel. And until next time, enjoy.